And this bill allocates up to $10 million in tax credits annually over a 10-year period to qualifying research institutions who are currently engaged in pediatric cancer research. As you had mentioned, each institution could potentially earn up to $2.5 million in any given year, and the money must be utilized exclusively for pediatric cancer research. So why is this important? It's important because less than 4% of cancer research funding is allocated towards pediatric cancer research. Meanwhile, cancer remains the leading cause of death for children under the age of 15. Due to the lack of research, many of the treatments for pediatric cancer kids are developed for adults. These tend to cause a lot of residual effects that kids end up grappling with for the rest of their lives. Their young bodies aren't able to deal with a lot of those harsh treatments. In addition to that, as of the last year and a half, we've had a shortage of treatment drugs like vincristine, where doctors are now having to ration these types of drugs that are available to the kids. So I really want to thank you. I think this would be a first in the nation type of bill that we're doing here. I truly hope that if Pennsylvania leads the way, especially with just the wonderful research institutions and capabilities that we have here in Pennsylvania, that we really can light a fire around this entire country by starting here in the Commonwealth first. And finally, just because I know on a personal note that you remember well this the powerful testimony last year, Noelle Weinhold is here. We're not used to having people back in the gallery, nor having committee meetings in the chamber, but Sarah and Noelle are here. I know Colin, who was also at the hearing, who were here. And these kids not only fight every day in their battle against pediatric cancer, but they want to make sure that there's no other families coming here into this Capitol with a framed picture of their child telling the story of how they were lost. And it means a lot that they're here today. I know it means a lot that you're running this today and getting this process started. So I'd really be grateful on behalf of these families to have my colleagues' support in this committee.